Unit 18. The Necklace. Lesson 69. Reading. The Necklace. Part 1. Scene 1. A park in Paris. 1870. Jeanne is sitting in the park. Mathilde walks towards her.
Good afternoon, Jeanne.
Looking at the other woman.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I know you.
In fact, you do. Many years ago, we knew each other very well. I'm Mathilde Loisel.
Mathilde? Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't recognize you. Where have you been all these years, Mathilde? I hope you weren't ill. You don't look very well.
No, Jeanne, I wasn't ill. I know I look older than my age now. That's because of hard work. 10 years of hard work.
I'm sorry, Mathilde. Have times been hard for you?
Yes, very hard. Years of hard work. Very little food. Only a small, cold room to live in, and never a moment's rest.
Mathilde, I didn't know. I'm sorry. But what happened?
I don't know if I should tell you, but I will. It was all because of your necklace, your beautiful diamond necklace.
My necklace?
Do you remember one afternoon 10 years ago when I came to your house and borrowed a necklace of yours? Pierre, my husband, was working in a government office. We'd been invited to a ball at the palace, so I needed to borrow some jewelry.
Scene 2. The home of Mathilde and Pierre Loisel, 10 years before.
Mathilde, I've got some wonderful news. We've been invited to the ball at the palace.
Really? I can't believe it.
But it's true. I was the only person in my office who was invited. I've written to accept the invitation.
Oh, Pierre, how wonderful! But I don't think we can go. I haven't got an evening dress for the ball. And a new dress costs over 400 francs.
400? That's a lot of money. But just this once. After all, this ball is very important.
But there's another thing. I have no jewelry to wear.
Does that matter? Can't you just wear a flower instead?
No, I couldn't do that. Everybody else will be wearing jewelry. I can't be the only woman who isn't wearing jewelry.
Why don't you borrow some? Do you have a friend who might lend you some?
Let me think. Maybe I could ask Jeanne. She married a man with a lot of money. I'll go and see her on Friday, after I get the new dress.
Lesson 70. Reading. The Necklace, Part 2. Scene 3. In the park, Mathilde continues to tell Jeanne her story.
So I called on you and asked if I could borrow some jewelry. Do you remember now?
Yes, I remember.
You were very kind. You brought out all your jewelry. And you told me I could take anything I wanted. There were so many beautiful things that it was hard to choose. And then I saw a lovely diamond necklace with a big blue stone in the center.
I remember. You tried it on, and it looked wonderful on you. I'm sure you looked beautiful that evening. You were always a pretty girl.
Perhaps in those days I was. Pierre and I did have a very good time at the ball. But that was the last moment of happiness in our lives. That night everything changed.
Why? What happened?
On our way home that night, I looked down and saw that the necklace was not around my neck anymore. I told Pierre. We rushed back to the palace and looked for it. We asked everyone there if they had found a necklace, but without luck. We couldn't find it. It was lost.
But I don't understand. You returned the necklace to me the next afternoon. I remember very well.
Yes, Jeanne, I brought a necklace to you. It was exactly like your necklace, but it was a different one. It cost us 36,000 francs.
36,000 francs?
Pierre and I borrowed the money and bought the necklace. During the next 10 years, we both worked day and night to pay back the money we had borrowed. That's why I now look so old. Well, after all these years, we've at last paid back all the money.
My dear friend Mathilde, let me tell you something. That necklace you borrowed from me wasn't a real diamond necklace. It wasn't valuable at all. The stones in the necklace were made of glass. It was worth 500 francs at the most.